whom I sent a message for to say. I pray you all that me present, that you will hear with good intent, and let your ears to be lent heartful by you pray. Our worshipful mayor of this city, with all this royal commonality, solemn pageants ordained happy at the feast of Whitsuntide, how every craft in his decree bring forth their play solemnly, I shall declare you briefly, if ye will abide. Your rites and slaters will be saying, bring forth the play of Mary Miles, our queen. For finding of that royal thing, I grant you all the blessing. Painters, glaziers, and broderers in fair have taken on them with full good cheer that the shepherd's play then shall appear, that with right good will. The vintner then, as does before, bring forth the three kings royal. There shall you see all those kings all came boldly into the hall, before Herod proud of Paul, of Christ's birth to hear. And how Herod, king of Galilee, for that intent Christ to destroy, slew the innocents most cruelly of 2 years and within. Whoso cometh these plays to see, with good devotion, heartily welcome shall he be, and have right good cheer. Now have I done the like of me. To procure this solemnity, with these plays continue, maybe, and well set forth always. Good evening, and welcome to the Key Barn, and this evening's performance of various medieval mystery plays. The mysteries were originally presented over the length of whole days, telling the story of the birth of the universe through to its destruction. We don't quite have that much time, so we'll skip the creation of the world and move to a more seasonal story. Now, one woman, Mary, has been chosen to bear a great burden. One clear evening, an angel appears before her.
Hail Mary, gracious! Hail maiden and God's spouse! Unto thee I love thee. Of all virgins thou art queen that ever was or shall be seen withouten doubt. Hail Mary, and well thou be. My Lord of heaven is with thee withouten end. This is the grace that thee betides. Thou shalt conceive within thy side the child of might. When he is come, that thy son, he shall take circumcision. Call him Jesus.
What is thy name?
Gabriel. God's strength and his angel that comes to thee.
But how should it be? I came never by man's side, but hath avowed my maidenhead from fleshly guest. Therefore, I won't know how that this be broken as a vow as I have had. Nevertheless, well I wot, work thy word, and hold thy heart, mightiful goddess. But I may walk in what manner. Therefore, I pray thee, messenger, that thou me wish.
Lady, this is to thee private. The Holy Ghost shall lighten thee, and his virtue he shall unshade and fulfill, that thy maidenhead shall never spill, but be new. The child that thou shalt bear, madam, shall God's son be called thy name. And see, Mary, no word, lady, that I thee bring is unmightful to heaven king, but all shall house.
I love my lord all well, and I am his maiden at his hand and in his world.
And the angel Gabriel leaves Mary the child. Time passes. Her husband, Joseph, notices something's a bit different. And he didn't do it.
Oh, mighty God, what may this be? Oh, Mary, my wife, marvels me. Alas! What has she wrought? Ah, her body is great with child. For me was she never filed. Therefore mine is it not. I hurt full sore with my life that ever I wed so young a wife. That bargain ban I ban. To me it was a careful deed. I might well wit that you head world have liking of man. I am old, soothly to say. Past am I, all privé play. The games for me are gone. It is ill coupled of youth and eld. I wot well, for I am unwelled. Some other has she ta'en. I wot not in the world what I should do. For now, then, will I wend her to and wit. Who owe that food?
Hail Mary, and well ye be. Why, but woman, what cheer with thee?
The better, sir, for you.
So would I, woman, that ye were, but certes, Mary, I rue full sorry stand so with thee now, but of a thing framed thee I shall. Who owe this child thou goes withal?
Sir, ye, I'm the god of heaven.
Where to never thou me thereto? I had never with thee to do. How should then it be money? Whose is that child so doth thee speak?
Sir, God's and yours, with not in dread. That God's will, Joseph, must it be? For certainly, but God and ye, I know no other man. For fleshly was I never filed.
How should thou thus then be with child? Excuse thee, well thou can, I blame thee not, so God me save, woman manners, if that thou have. But certes I say thee this, well wont thou, and so do I, thy body fames thee openly, that thou hast done amiss.
Yea, God and he knows all my doings.
We? Now this is a wonder thing. I can nor say thereto, but in my heart I have great care. And I, the longer mare and mare, for toil, what shall I do? God's and mine, she says it is. I will not father it, she says, amiss. For shame it should she let to excuse her villainy by me. With her I think no longer be. I rue that wherever we met, I left them in good peace. When I into the country, I went on high, my craft to use with man, to get our living I must need. On Mary I prayed them, take good heed. To that I came again. 9 months was I through that mile, and when I came home, she was with child. Alas, I said, for shame, I asked the women who that had done, and then he said, an angel come. Sin that I went from home, should an angel this deed have wrought, such excusing else nor, the no craft that they can, a heavenly thing forsooth is he, and she is earthly. This may not be. It is some other man. Certes, I forthink sore at her deed, but it is long of youth head, all such wanton plays. For young women will needs play then with young men, if old forsake them. Thus it is seen always to wilderness. I will for thy enforce me for to far, and never longer with her deal. But stilly shall I from her steal, that meet shall we no more.
Do it, Joseph, and mend thy thoughts. I warn thee well, and wend thou north to wilderness so wild. Turn home to thy spouse again. Look thou deem in her no train, for she was never filed. She has conceived the Holy Ghost, and she shall bear God's son. For thy with her in thy degree, meek and buxom look thou be, and with her dwell, and one.
Aye, Lord, I love thee all along. How she saith that I be one to tempt that child so young, and that thus have ungravely gone and untruly ta'en upon Mary, that dear darling. I rueful sore that I have said, and of her burdening her upbraid, and she not guilty is. For thee, to her now will I wend, and pray her to be my friend, and ask her forgiveness. Oh, Mary, wife, what cheer?
The best, sir, that ye are here. Thus long, where have ye then?
Oh, I have trespassed to God and thee. Forgive me thee, I pray.
Now that all ever ye have said me to, God forgive me, and I do, with all the might I may.
Oh, gramercy, Mary, thy goodwill so kindly forgive that I said.
And so Mary and Joseph make their way to Bethlehem, or Bethlehem, and the birth of their child.
Oh, wielding God in Trinity, I pray thee, Lord, for thy great might, unto thy simple servants, see here in this place, where we are piked ourselves alone. Oh, God grant us good harbour this night within this one. For we have sought both up and down through divers streets in this city. So mickle people has come to town, but now well, we can nowhere harbour be. There is slight press. Forsooth, I can know a sooth. But build us with these beasts. And if we hear all night abide, we shall storm it in this stead. The walls are down on ilka side. The roof is raised above our head as I have wrote. Oh, say, Mary, daughter, what is thy rede? What shall we do? We're in great need now, are we, steed? As thou thyself the sooth may see, for here is neither cloth nor bed, and we are weak and all weary, and fain would rest. Oh, gracious God, for thy mercy, with us the best.
God will us wish full well with ye. Therefore, Joseph, be of good cheer. For in this place born will he be that shall save us from sorrows dear, both even and morn. Sir, when you will, the time is near, we'll be born.
Then behold us by here still, here in this same place all night.
Yea, sir, forsooth. It is God's will.
Then, while I fame it, we had some light. What saw before, it waxes right murk unto my sight, and cold withal. I will go get us light for thee, and fuel fanned with me to bring.
All wielding God, you govern and guide, as he is suffering of all things for his great might, and lend me grace to his loving, that I be dight. Now, in my soul, great joy have I. I am all clad in comfort clear. Now will be born of my body, both God and man, together in fear. Blessed may he be.
And while Joseph hovers outside, while the stars shine, the cattle sleep, within, in fact, the space of a line, a child is born.
Jesus, my son that is so dear, now born is he. Hail, my Lord God, hail, Prince of Peace, hail, my Father, hail, my son, hail, sovereign sage, all sins to cease, hail, God and man in earth to one.
God, what the weather is cold, the fellest freeze that ever I fell. I pray God help them that is held, and namely that is unwell. Look, God, what light is this that comes shining thus suddenly? I cannot say. Oh, have I bliss when I come home unto Mary. Then shall I spear, and here be God, for now I've come.
You are welcome, sir.
Say, Mary, daughter, what cheer with thee?
Right good, Joseph, as has been I.
Oh, Mary, what sweet thing is that on thine knee?
It is my son, me so to say, that is so good.
Oh, well is me, I bore this day to see this food. He marvels mickle of this light, that thus gate shyness in this place. Forsooth, it is a selfish sight.
This hath he adorned of his grace. My son so young, a star to be shining, a space at his bearing. For Balaam told full long before how that a star should rise full high, and of a maiden be born a son that shall our saving be from care's ken. It is my son so free, be whom Balaam gain me.
Oh, now welcome, flower fairest of you. I shall thee mence with might and main.
Now, Lord, that all this world shall win, to thee, my son, that I say. Here is no bed to lie thee in. Therefore, my dear son, I thee pray, since it is so, here, in this crib, I might thee lay between these beasts, too. With, as I shall wrap thee, mine own dear child, with such clothes as we have.
Oh, Mary, behold these beasts mild.
be their cheer. Their Lord, they can.
The weather is cold, as ye may feel. To hold him warm, they are full fain. With their warm breath anon him on him, is not to lay to warm him with. Oh, now sleep, my son, blessed mote he be, and lies full warm the beast between.
We will leave these parents now, and pass away across the fields and hills. For look, away on the hillside, unaware of what is happening in their midst, three shepherds look after their flocks. Wary at all times of thieves. For budgetary reasons, this is our flock.
Lord, what these leathers are cold, and I am ill wrapped. I'm near handled so long of a nut. Me legs be fold, me fingers are chapped. Not as I would, for I'm all lapped in sorrow. In storms and tempest, now in the east, now in the west, woe is him that never has rest midday nor morrow. But we steely shepherds that walk on the moor, in faith we are near hands out of the door. No wonder as it stands if we be poor, for the tilth of our lands lies fallow as the floor, as you can. We are so hemmed, for taxed and rammed, we are made hand-tamed with this gentry men. There shall come a swain as proud as a pole. He must borrow my wain-gun, my plough also. Then I am full fain to grant, or he go. Thus live we in pain, anger and woe by night and day. He must have it if he langs. If I should forgang it, I were better be hanged than once say him nay. Does me good as I walk thus by mine own, of this world for to talk in manner of moan. To me sheep will I stalk and hearken anon, there abide on a balk or sit on a stone full soon. For I trow per dee, true men if they be, we get more company ere it be noon. God look over the raw, full deathly ye stand.
Ye, the devil and I more for so tarrying, so see any of door.
Ye, on a layland, hard of him blue, he comes here at hand, not far. Stand still.
Why?
For he comes, hope I.
Where are our sheep, boy, we scorn?
Sure, the same day at morn I left them in the corn. When they rang the Lord, they are pasture good, they can go not wrong.
No, that is right, by the rood, these nights are long. Bit our woods, ere we yod, one gave us a song.
So I thought as I stood to mirth at the mum, I grudge.
Let me sing the tenory.
Nay, the treble so high, then the meat falls to me. Let's see how you chant.
Now, as they sing, there appears a notorious thief called Flack.
Pick-a-shoe.
He's well known by the shepherds, and they won't give him an inch.
Mac, where hast thou gone? Tell us tidings.
Is he coming? Then each one take heed to his things.
What, sir? I be a yeoman. I tell you of the kings, the self and the same, send from a great warning. Fie on you, go hence, out of my presence, I must have reverence.
Why, obey it. Why make ye it so quaint? Mac, ye do wrong.
But Mac, list ye say, I trow that ye long.
I trow the shrook and pierce the devil mighty man.
And I shall make a complaint and make you all to twang. That's a word. And tell my lord how you do.
But Mac, is that so? Now, take out that southern tongue and set in a turn.
Mac, the devil in your eye, a stroke would, I'll earn you.
Mac, know you not me, by God, I could beat you.
True, Jake. Thus late as thou goes, what will men suppose? And thou hast an ill nose of stealing of sheep.
And I am true as steel, all men wait. But a sickness I feel that halts me for hay. My belly fares not well, it is out of its day.
Seldom lies the devil dead by the gear.
Therefore, full sore am I and ill. If I stand stone still, I eat not a needle this month or more.
How fares thy wife? By my hood, how fares sure?
I'm weltering by the road, by the fire low, and a house full of brew she drinks well. heed of the good that she will do, but so eats as fast as she can. And every year that comes to man, she brings forth a lachen. And some years too. Now, will you see what a proper to give all in my coffer to mourn at next to offer a red mass penny?
I won't forsake, there's none in this shire. I would sleep if I take less to my hire.
I'm cold and naked and would have fire.
I am weary, fore-rate, and run in the mire. Wait thou.
There, I will lie down by, for I must sleep truly.
Good a man's son was I, as any of you, but Mac, come hither between. Thou shalt lie down.
Now a time for a man that lacks what he would, to stalk privily then unto a fold, and nimbly to work then, and be not too bold. Lord, but they sleep hard, but may ye all hear. Was I never a shepherd, but now will I leer. If the flock be scared, it shall I nip near. Draw, in the words. Now mend our cheer from sorrow. A fat sheep, I dare say, a good fleece, dare I lay. Reparate, when I may, but this will I borrow.
Over hill, over dale, runs Mac with his stolen sheep, till he reaches his home and his wife, Jill.
How, Jill, art thou in? Give us some light.
Who makes such a din this time of the night?
Good wife, open the egg. See thou not what I bring?
I may hold the door a snick. Come in, my sweetie.
Ye thou not wreck of my long standing.
My naked neck art thou like for to hang.
Do way, I am worthy my meat, for in a strait can I get more than they that swink and sweat all the long day. Thus it fell out to my lot. Jill, I had such grace.
It were foul lot to be hanged for the case.
I've scaped a lot oft as out of the glaze.
But so long goes the pot to the water, men says at last it comes home broken.
Well, no either token, but let it never be spoken. But come and help fast. I would he were slain. I must well eat. This 12 months was I not so fed of one's sheep meat.
Come there, or he be slain. Here the sheep bleat.
Then might I be tame. That were cold, sweet. Go, bar the door.
Yes, Mac, for at they come at thy back.
Then might I buy for all that pack.
A good baudry have I spied, since thou art none. Here shall we him hide till they be gone. In my cradle they side. Let me alone. And I shall lie beside in child's bed.
And groan. Ah, thou read well said. And I shall say that thou was light of a knave job this night. But I come all they rise, else blow the cold blast. I will go sleep. Yet sleeps all this many, and I shall go stalk privily as it had never been I that carried off their sheep.
Oh. Resurrector mortuis, have hold my hand. Judas, Carna, Dominus. I may not well stand. Me foot sleeps by Jesus, and I water fast and I thought we lead us full near England.
Are ye? Lord, what I have slept well. Precious of you, as light I me feel as leaf on a tree. Don't she be herein, so my body quakes. My heart is out of skin. What so it makes? Who makes all this din? So my brow breaks. To the door will I win. Hark, fellows, wait. We were born. See ye anywhere a mat now?
We were up ere thou. Rise, Mac, for shame. And thou lied right long.
Oh, right now, Christ's holy name, be us among. What is this for St. James? I may not well gang. I hope I be the same. My neck has been wrang. Oh, enough. I must go home by your leave to Jill, as I thought. I pray you, look my sleeve that I stole not. I'm loath you to grieve or from you take aught.
You're poor, still might you thieve. Now would I we sought this morn that we had all our store.
But I will go before. Let us meet.
Where? At the Crooked Stone.
Undo this door! Who is it? How long shall I stand?
Who makes such a bear? Now walk in the Winnie land.
Ah, Jill, watch here. It is I, Mac, your husband.
Then may we be here, the devil in a band, to guile the lump. He comes with a load as he were holding in the throat. I may not sit at my nose a hand long while. But what end hast thou made with the herd, Mac?
The last word that they said when I turned my back, they would look that they had their sheep on the pack. I hope their women not well paid when their sheep all they lack, Puddy. But howso the game goes, to me they will suppose and make a foul noise and cry out upon me. But thou must do as thou hide.
I call me here, there, Phil. I shall swaddle him right in the cray my cradle. It were a great slight. It cost me I helped him. I will lie down straight. Come, wrap me.
I will.
You're behind. Come, call in his marrow. They will nip us full narrow.
But Ack may cry out Harold the sheep if they find.
Harken, eh, when they call, they will come anon. Come and make ready all, and sing by thine own. Sing lovely, they shall. For I'm a crow. Cry out by the wall, by Mary and John Fulton. Sing lullay on fast. Now here's the lad. So now I've got to play a false cat. Trust me, no more.
Ah, oh, come, good morn. Why sleep so not?
Alas, but ever I was born, we'll have a foul blot. A fat weather have we lorn.
My God, for what? Who should do us that scorn?
That were a foul spot. Some shrew. I've sought with me dogs, all hobbery shrugs, and a 15 hogs. Sam God, but one you.
Throw me if you will, by St. Thomas of Kent, either Mac or Jill was at that offence.
Peace, man, be still. I saw when he went. Thou slanders a mill, thou ought to repent. Good speed.
Now, as ever might I thee, if I should even here die, I would say it were he that did that same thee. Go we thither, I read, and run on our feet.
And so the shepherds ran across country in the dark to the house of Mac.
Will ye hear how they hack? Our circus groom.
Heard a never non crack so clear out of tune. Call on him.
Mac! Undo your door, son.
Who is it that spake as it were one aloft? Who is that I say?
Good fellows, weren't we, Dave?
As far as he may, good speak soft over a sick woman's head that isn't Belize. I'd rather be dead than she had any disease.
Mm-hmm. Oh, go to another stead, I may not well queeze. Each foot that ye tread goes through me knees, so he.
Tell us, Matt, if ye may, how fare ye, Hattie?
But are ye in this town today? Now how fare ye, ye of running the mire and a wet it? I shall make our fire it if ye will sit. A nurse would I hear, think ye on it. Well paid is my eye, and my dream, this is it in season. I have beards, if ye knew, more than ye knew. But we must drink as we brew, and that is but reason. I would ye dine, dear ye rode, and me think that ye sweat.
Nay, neither men's our mode, drink nor meat.
Why, sir, ails you all but good.
Yea, our sheep that we get are stolen, and they are roamed. Our loss is great.
Had I been there, some should have brought it, false.
Marry, some men trow that ye were, and that us forthinks.
Mac, some men trow that it shall be ye, either ye or your spouse, so say we.
Now, if ye have supposed a Jill or to me, come and rip our house, and then may ye see who had her. If I any sheep got, I've a cow or stot, and Jill my wife, rose not here since she laid her. As I am true and loyal to God, here I pray, that this will be the first meal that I eat this day.
As have I call, advise thee, I say, he learned timely to steal that could not say nay.
I fell all, out these are my wannies. He come to rob us for the nonnies.
Hear ye not, Elsie Grunnies, your heart should melt.
Out these are my bairn, notice him not there.
Knew ye how she fared, your hearts would be sore. Ye do wrong, are you warned, that thus comes before to a woman that is born, but I say no more.
Oh, my middle. I pray it to God so mild, if ever are you beguiled, that I eat this child that lies in this cradle.
Peace, woman, for God's pain, and cry not so, thou spills thy grain and makes me full world.
Aye, true, our sheep be slain. What find ye to?
Oh, work we in vain, as well may we go. But tatters, I find no flesh, heart, no nesh, soap, no fresh, but two bare platters. What cattle but this tame nor wild? None as have I bliss, as loud as he smells.
No God me blessed, and give me joy of my child.
Oh, we have murder, miss. I hold us beguiled.
Sir, done, sir. Our lady him instead. Is your child an egg?
Any lord might him have this child to his son. When he wakens, he grits, but joy is to see.
Mark, friends will we be, for we are all one.
We? Now I offer me, for amends get none. Farewell, all three. Oh, glad were ye gone.
Fair words may there be, but love is there none this year.
Gave ye the child anything?
Natural. Not one farthing.
Fast again will I flee. Abide ye me here. Mac, take it no grief if I come to thy bed.
Nay, that does me great reprieve, and foul as thou fain.
The child, will it not grieve that little day dark? Mac, will you leave? Let me give your bed but sixpence.
Nay, do where he sleeps. When he wakens, he weeps. I pray you go hence.
Give me leave him to kiss and lift up the clout.
What the devil is this?
He has a long snout.
He is marked amiss. We were ill about.
Ill spun west, I wish I comes foul out. Aye. He is like to our sheep.
Aye.
How jib may I peep?
How kind will creep where it may not go?
Why, that were a quaint guard and a forecast. It were a high fraud.
Yes, sir, did what? Let's burn this board and find a fact. A false score, hang at the last. So shall thou. Will you see how they swaddle? 'Tis 4 feet in the middle. So I never in the cradle a horned lad now.
Peace be thy what, let be your fair. I am him, I am he that him gat, and yon woman him bear.
What devil shall he hat? Mark, oh God, mix air.
Let be all that, now God give him care, I say.
A pretty child is he, a sits on a woman's knee. Down for thee to make a man laugh.
I know him by the ear, Mark. That was a good token.
I tell you, sirs, hark! His nose was broken since told by a clerk that he was forespoken.
This is a false work. I would fain be roman. Get weapon.
He was taken with an elf. I saw it myself. When the clock struck 12, was he for shame?
And ye too are well deaf. Same in a stead. Since they maintain their theft, let's do them to death.
Aye. If I trespass them, gird off my head.
With you will I be left.
Sir, do instead for this trespass. We will neither ban nor spite, fight nor chite, but have done right and cast him in canvas.
No!
They dispose of Mac and exhausted make their way back to their flock.
Lord, what I am sore in point for the birth. In faith, I may no more, therefore will I rest.
As a sheep of 70 he weighed in my fist, go to sleep anywhere. We think that I liest.
Now I pray you, lie down on this green.
On these thefts, it I mean.
Whereto should ye lean so as I say you?
Rise, herdsman friend. For now is he born. Shall take from the fiend that Adam had lorn, that monster to she, this night is he born. God is made your friend now at this morn. He behest at Bethlehem go see. There lies that he in a crib full poorly between two beasts.
This was a quaint
Stephen that ever it I heard. It is a marvel and even lust to be stirred.
God's son of heaven, he spake upward. All the wood on a leaf and me thought that he was a bear.
Spake of a bear in Bethlehem, I be warned.
That betokens yon star. Let us seek it there.
And the three shepherds journey to the barn. And Mary rests with her child.
Hail, comely and clean. Hail, young child. Hail, maker, as I mean, of a maiden so mild. Thou hast warred, I ween, the devil so wild, the false guiler of men. Now goes he beguiled. Lo, he smiles. Lo, he laughs, my sweeting, a welfare meeting. I've had my greeting. Have a bob of cherry.
Hail, sovereign saviour, for thou hast us sought. Hail, full of favour, that made all of naught. Hail, I kneel and cower. A bird have I brought to my fane. Of our creed thou art the crop. I would drink on thy cup, little Jane Star. Hail, darling dear, full of Godhead, I pray thee be near when that I have need. Hail, sweet is thy cheer, my heart would bleed to see thee sit here in sore poor weed with no pennies. Hail, put forth thy door. I bring thee but a ball. Heaven play thee withal, the god of the tennis.
The Father of Heaven, God omnipotent, hath sent all seven, and his son hath he sent. My name chose he, Nevin, and life all he went, I conceived him full even through my men. Now is he born. He keep you from woe, I shall pray him so. Tell forth as ye go, and mine on this morn.
Farewell, lady, so fair to behold with the child on thy knee.
But he lies full cold, Lord, well is me. Now we go, thou behold.
For sooth already it seems to be told full off.
What grace were her fun.
Come forth, now we are one.
To sing it we're bun. Let's take on lot.
And so the shepherds take their leave. The night has more delight in store for infant child, and the beginnings of danger. Three magi kings from afar bring gifts to the child of the prophesied. But they also spread the news of his coming, and it is news that King Herod isn't pleased to hear. But before we meet them, we will take a short break for drinks and refreshments, and we'll see you in about 15 minutes. Thank you very much.